I invite you to come on a little celestial traveling, so to speak. Don't worry, it won't take long, and you will be totally safe and incredibly held. Get comfy in your body and in a spot that works for you. You can sit, stand, lie down, dance, do whatever makes you feel good. Then I invite you to put your palms face up and turn them so they are ready to receive. And gently close your eyes down, wiggle your shoulders, move your upper body, and start slowing your breath down. Take a long, luscious breath in through your nose and sigh it out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Take another deep breath in, hold it for a moment, and then sigh it out through a relaxed, open mouth. Keep breathing this way, and let's go on a little journey. Imagine you are in a lovely grove. The trees around you are tall and strong, and as the breeze dances through their leaves, it creates a glorious rustling sound. The moss beneath your feet is luscious, deep, soft, and so incredibly green. In the middle of this grove is a circle of large rocks, not plinths, but more like small boulders, all forming a large, perfect circle. Like a fairy circle. Is this man-made, you wonder? But standing and looking at it, you realize it's not. You don't know how, but there is something magical about it, as well as something very sacred. As you clamber onto one of these rocks, you can see that to one side of the circle, a small stream is running in and cascading down over the piled rocks into what looks like a large rock bowl that sits on the ground, and as the water spills out of the bowl, it seems to be absorbed, received, if you will, by the ground underneath. You climb down into the circle, and you can feel the energy shift. It almost tingles against your skin. The breeze stops, and you can't hear the rustle of the leaves anymore. And the floor of the circle is carpeted with tiny white flowers that are shaped like stars. You walk gingerly into the middle of the circle and turn around and look. Not one flower you have stepped on is crushed or flattened. They all are as they were before you entered. You sit down next to the stone bowl and watch the water cascade down the rocks, listening to the tinkling sound it makes and watching it fill the bowl to overflowing and then pouring over the sides. Surely the ground should be wet, but it isn't. The sun is warm and soft overhead. And as you lean back against the rocks next to the water with your hands palms up in your lap, close your eyes. You feel so relaxed, so incredibly safe, held, and surrounded by a tapestry of energies and spirits, if you will, that wish for you only the best and all that you need for your highest good. Breathe this energy in. Allow it to fill you up. And as you relax and lean back into this highest good, you feel one strand of energy become stronger. This one is warm, soft, and most certainly feminine. And almost like an energy breeze, she strokes your brow, smooths your face, and swirls around your body, suffusing you with unconditional love. And as she moves away, you can feel a small weight in your hand. Very shortly after, another thread of energy surfaces. This one strong, supportive, protective, and most certainly masculine. This energy strokes your back, filling you with a sense of security, of strength, and again you feel a small weight in your hand as this energy swirls away to meld back into the tapestry. Another energy comes and tickles your hair and swirls under your chin, and you find yourself smiling as you are filled with pure joy and a sense of play. and again the feeling of a small weight in your hand. Keep breathing and allow the different energies in this beautiful tapestry to come and introduce themselves to you, as they are part of you. These are the energies of your ancestors, those you have known and those that came before them. They are part of your bones, your tissues, your you-ness. Breathe them in, welcome them in, be willing to receive their guidance and love. And as the last energy gently swirls away, you realize you feel replete, full, and that you are never alone. With a glorious deep breath, you open your eyes and look down into your upturned palms to see that each glorious ancestor has left you a small crystal, and the colors encompass the rainbow and then some. Reminders. Reminders that they are part of the stones, your bones, and your breath. As you gaze in awe at the beautiful gifts in your palms, you bring your hands together in prayer before your heart, and you say out loud, Aho miyatakwiasan. You have been witnessed, you have been blessed, and you've been reminded. You are never alone. Take another glorious deep breath in, and when you are ready, I invite you to slowly and gently come back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you are ready, open your eyes and smile. Oh yes, and caught in your hair is a small cluster of white, star-shaped flowers.